basket and Penny Waddle and three. So, I mean, through those last three games that we lost, we had a lot of breakdowns on defense.
Do you remember that practice in particular, or that period of time?
Man, practice is nothing but defense. You really didn't see a ball. You really couldn't touch a ball. And if we did, we had a bubble up on the rim. So really, there's no point if you try to shoot the ball because it wasn't going to go in. But just that whole week of practice, we've just been focusing on defense. It carried over to the postseason.
Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Bradley, what was it about Florida that made you decide to play for them?
This style of play. I mean, I love the way Coach Donovan coaches and just the way that he lets the guards get up and down and press, and his ability to just let guys just have fun. And he gives a lot of freedom to the players as well. And the thing I like most about him is that he didn't guarantee me anything when I came in. He was like, I was going to have to work for everything. And I mean, he really developed a relationship with me outside of basketball as well.
Was it somebody who was like a 1A in the running, or was it a tough decision between him and somebody else?
It was a tough decision overall. It was either between Kansas or probably Duke after that. Or
any good schools involved there?
Nah, not probably a few low D ones, but yeah, probably Kansas was probably the runner up, and it was really a tough decision for me. But I just went with what best fit for me and my family.
Was the whole possibility of you being such a good player that you might only play 1 year, was that a subject during recruiting?
No, during recruiting, I never thought about that. Because when you commit to a program, you're committing to them for 4 years. And that's the reason I committed here. I'm not sure how long I'm going to be here or whatnot. But, I mean, when I committed here, I mean, Coach Donovan wanted me to come in and just play. And just, I mean, ever since then, I'm just taking it one step at a time. Yeah, when I get a chance to, I try to watch a little bit of it, try to learn some things from those guys, yeah.
Do you ever watch the team here, the Suns, Nash, team?
Whenever they're on, I mean, whoever's on, I'm probably watching them, no matter who it may be, but I mean, I've watched Phoenix a few times.
Who would you say your game most is like in the NBA right now?
People compare me to Ray Allen or Eric Gordon. Ray Allen's a pure shooter. He can also get to the basket, but Eric Gordon I have Eric Gordon's like body type. I'm real kind of thick built, and I mean, he can finish at the basket as well as shoot three, so probably those two guys.
You mentioned Duke earlier. You spoke to Austin recently?
I haven't talked to Austin in a long time, actually. Probably not since the middle of the season. He texted me and just had a conversation with him, but ever since then, I haven't heard from him.
Did you hear the news today or last night that he said he was going to go?
Yeah, I heard. I support him whatever his decision was. I mean, I'm happy for him, and I wish nothing but the best for him.
How will you make that decision for you as far as going to the NBA? Talk to people? Will you just know?
It'll probably be both. Right now, I don't know. I'm still focusing on this season. I mean, the season's not over with.
Right.
But when that time comes after the season, I'm going to sit down with Coach and my family, and we're just going to talk about it.
Have you grown this year? Or I mean, you seem taller than 6'3 to me. But are you really 6'3?
No, I'm way taller than 6'3. I think I grew like an inch or two, but I'm not sure how tall I am right now, though.
You think you grew an inch or two this year?
Yeah.
What is it about? How have you become the top rebounder on this team? Is that partly a mindset of just wanting to get it?
It is. I mean, coming in this year, I had no idea how many rebounds I was going to average because, you know, you got big guys like Pat and you think who's going to grab every rebound, but there's times where he has two guys on him boxing them out. So, I mean, there's times where I have to put my body in place, and Coach has always been on my head about going in there and rebounding. Since I'm the tallest guard, I have to be able to do that. And it's just my mindset and my mentality to actually want to go in there and do it. To an extent it does. When we shoot a lot of threes, you just have to read the trajectory of the ball and like just see where it's going to hit off the rim and just try to beat it to the spot and just be in the right position, really. That's kind of what I do. I just try to read where the ball is going to go and then just try to get a head start on the rebound. No, there's no way to tell that. I mean, you have no control over where the ball is. No. It's just, I mean, it depends on where you are on the floor. I mean, sometimes if you're on the left side, it may bounce long or short, or it just depends on how they shoot the ball. I really have no control over that.
Billy talked about you maybe struggling a little bit earlier in the year, maybe not shooting that well, and sort of being, it seemed to him that you were moody. Can you just talk a little bit about how you got through that period?
That was a rough period for me. I went through a lot of adversity. Things weren't really going the way I wanted them to. Like in high school, things always go your way or whatnot. But through that period, I think Coach helped me out a lot, as well as my teammates. He just told me to just really relax and stay calm, just play the game the way I know how. And probably the biggest thing is just to have fun. I mean, sometimes I lose sight of just having fun out there and just playing and enjoying this game.
Is this what you envisioned when you signed for Florida to make the Elite Eight in this far in the tournament?
It most definitely is, because I mean, I knew coming in that we're going to have a great team, and we have a great team now. And I mean, we still haven't played our best ball yet, and just this team is just so versatile in so many ways, and we're so connected, and it's, the team chemistry is just perfect. And I mean, this is the thing I most envisioned when ever since I signed here.
Can you talk about Billy? Does he change when it gets to be tournament time?
Oh man, it's a it's a totally different focus. I mean, sometimes you have to know when to joke around with them and when not to. But ever since conference started, and ever since the conference tournament started, I mean, he's been pretty focused. And I mean, we all had that mentality and developed his passion for this game, and we just start playing the way he wanted us to play.
Give an example, maybe something specific that changes from maybe middle of December to now.
Oh man, his voice. He's starting to yell more. He's on our butts more because things. I mean, there's points and times in practice where he's still teaching. And I mean, at this point in the season, he's always on our butt. He's like, he shouldn't be teaching us what to do right now. It should be second nature. But I mean, that's just his passion and love for this game. And I think that's probably what increased the most is just his love.
Probably one of the things that stands out about your game is just kind of your maturity. We work within the flow of the offense. Is it the flip side of that? How do you know when it's time to ISO your guy and kind of be a little more individually aggressive?
When Coach looks at me and just tells me to be aggressive, really. And sometimes I know, like, whenever we go a long time without scoring, sometimes I take it upon myself to try to get something to the basket, whether it's scoring for myself or scoring or getting somebody else a shot. Really just trying to be more aggressive, basically. And I mean, I really just take it upon myself to just try to do those things, really, if we aren't able to do them.
Do you think that ability to know when to be more aggressive and when to work within the flow is something that will translate and help you at the next level?
If I make it there, yes, I believe it will. Just being able to have that type of IQ and just being able to recognize when the team needs to score and when the team needs to get something going, I think that'll probably help me out a lot.
Is that what was happening yesterday?
To an extent, it was. I saw some of my teammates weren't making shots, and I mean, it was just my night yesterday. So I just kept attacking and just kept being aggressive, and then my teammates found me when I was open. So I just made smart plays and just let the game come to me.
So you're actually still growing, you said?
I believe I am. Yeah, I hope I still am.
You're about 6'1".
I would hope so. Yeah. I'm not sure how tall I am.
Does the doctor really even last year talk to you, give you the indication how big you could be?
No. When I was younger, I heard 6'6", it's probably 6'6", 6'7", but hopefully I'm still growing. I don't have any facial hair, so maybe I can still keep going.
what was it like? You have four brothers, is that right? Uh-huh. And both your parents were athletes too, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was that environment like growing up in terms of competitiveness?
Super competitive. My mom always played horse with me, thinking she can beat me or whatnot. And then my two older brothers, I mean, everybody else in my family is football players. So, I mean, those guys are real big and just try to beat up on me all the time. But it really benefited me in the end, because, I mean, whenever those guys would try to foul me or whatnot, whenever we were playing games, I mean, that really helped me develop my game to be able to, I mean, finish at the basket whenever there was contact.
You have a little brother too?
Yeah, the little brothers are twins. I have two twin little brothers. Yeah.
No basketball.
No, football. Everybody else is football, yeah.
Kenny was talking about he went to some summer tournament you played in Orlando against. He'd never seen you play before. He said he made shot after shot after shot.
I remember that game.
And he just, the more he watched, the more excited he got.
I remember that game actually. He was sitting right on the sideline, and I stayed in contact with him after that. And he just told me that just keep playing basketball, and he hoped to play with me because that's the time I had committed to Florida. And he was just saying he was really looking forward to me coming there. And I mean, I just developed a relationship from him from there.
His facial expression and stuff as you were making all these shots. He was real adamant about it. How at first he sat down and just started watching. After a while, he was out of his mind watching it.
I didn't really see his facial expressions. I wasn't paying any attention to him. I was focused on the game. But, I mean, if he said he was excited, I guess he was. So you have to take his word for it.
You were saying in there about your decision to go to Florida that Coach didn't guarantee you anything. Can you talk a little bit more about that, what it means to you to have to earn a spot as opposed to have that guarantee?
I think that should be a big priority in whatever decision you make. I mean, it's in terms of choosing a college. I mean, you don't want to be just coming in guaranteed anything, because I mean that means you're complacent, and that means that you didn't have to work hard. I mean, there's other guys in the program that have already worked hard and that are trying to earn the same spot that you're trying to get. So I didn't want him to guarantee me anything. I wanted to just come in and try to earn it, and I think I did that.
Bradley, what do you know of Rick Pitino? Really know?
I know he's a great coach, future Hall of Famer. He coached Coach Donovan. I know that him and Coach Donovan have a great relationship. Coach Kentucky led them to championships, Final Fours, and that's just about it, really. I mean, I just know he's a great coach.
How many times have you seen that Christian Laettner shot in 92?
I've seen it a lot lately, more than anything.
Coach Pelfrey was there.
We make fun of Coach Pell all the time, especially if he's in the room. We just start laughing at him because he just stood there.
this will probably never ever happen, but can you imagine 20, 25 years from now coaching against Billy? What that might be really weird.
That'd be very weird. But hopefully one day, if I want to pursue coaching, I wouldn't mind doing that. It'd be real old then, but I would love to do that though.
Oh, you would? You'd like to go against him?
Yeah. I mean, he's real competitive. I mean, he'll probably try and talk a lot of stuff before the game, but I love Coach Donovan. He's a great coach. I think I'd probably win if I was coaching against him.
You think out of all games, he probably wins this one just because he's never been his mentor? It's kind of hard for you to speculate. But
yeah.
You probably feel that much better.
I mean, you can probably see that.
You want to beat Billy if you ever coach against
him. Yeah, if I was ever coaching against him, I would want to beat him. But right now, the way he just told us straight up, he was like that he didn't want to make it about him and Pitino, him versus Pitino. It was Florida against Louisville. So really, it's just us two teams and not those two. I mean, maybe inside his head, maybe that's what he really wants to do. I'm pretty sure he does. But at the same time, he's coaching against Louisville and not Coach Pitino.
I was going to say, how can it be any bigger than you're trying to get to the Final Four? I mean, does it matter that Pitino's his mentor? I mean,
right.
He wants to tear his throat out like anybody else.
That's exactly what it is. I mean, we're fighting for a Final Four right now. I mean, no matter who you're coaching against, I mean, it doesn't really matter. Yeah, you miss it a little bit, because sometimes you think you can do things in college and you can't do it. People take defense way more seriously than they do in high school. And I mean, in high school, you can control, like you said, you can control everything. But I mean, in college, I mean, it's more challenging and it's more competitive, which I like. And I'm still loving this game no matter what. So.
And have there been any flashes at any point this year where you kind of had that feeling where you
certain situations, maybe sometimes like during pick and rolls, like you feel like I feel like I can beat a big man or something like that, and I can have control over that. But there's, in college, there's so many things that you really don't have control over, and I mean, there are certain instances where I have like flashes where like I can have control over this.
Did you talk to Dave about how you kind of expected college level? Was that just
a high school thing? During the recruiting process, he did. He just told me. First, he told me he didn't force me to Florida for one, but he was just saying how if I were to go there, it's a great program, especially for guard play. He was saying Coach Donovan is going to get on my butt and just get me to work hard, and he wants the best for me. So that's basically about it.
Coach Kelvin, obviously, since you could control things, did he ever try to put you in situations that would help you get ready for the clubs? Like, do you think maybe outside your
walls,
try to get ready for the college?
You said Coach Lee?
Yeah.
Somewhat, yeah, especially in practice. He didn't give me any special treatment. I mean, he treated me just like the other players, and I mean, he always got on my butt as well whenever I didn't do something well and somebody else made the same mistake. I mean, he got on me for doing the same thing, so he didn't show any favoritism, and he really pushed me to be the best that I can be, and I mean, he really challenged me every day.
What is it about Billy that he can push you guys so hard, get on your butts all the time, but then everybody talks about that they love him so much, even though they past players?
Because, I mean, he can be serious about you, then next 2 seconds later, he's cracking a joke at you. So, I mean, you can't be mad at him for too long. He's your coach. I mean, you can't just hold a grudge against him. But, I mean, sometimes when you really think about it, I mean, he's right. I mean, you have to face the fact that, I mean, he's right. He knows what he's talking about. So, I mean, you just can't hold a grudge against him. You just have to just accept what he's saying and move on.
How do you feel like your pro-style spread floor offense matches up against their pressure? What kind of unique things do you need to do to attack them?
Take care of the ball, for one, because we know they're a great defensive team. And we just need to attack them and just try to wear them out on defense, on their defensive end, and then just try to be smart with the ball and make smart plays and not try to force a lot of bad shots. I mean, find wide-open shots and be able to create for others.
And then defending them, what are the specific things that you focus on? Their biggest threats?
Keeping Steve out of the lane. For one, try to limit him as much as possible getting down the lane because he can really create for others. Stop the three-point line because they have Kyle Couric and both the Smiths down who can shoot threes, and so we really just have to just really guard the three-point line and just try to keep guys in front of us and rebound the ball more than anything.
How much do you guys take pride in shooting less than 30% from three in the tournament, but pretty much having dominant wins in almost all three games?
Oh, man, as long as we get the win, we don't care what our percentage is. Once that percentage starts to increase, once we start making shots, I think we can just be that much more better and that much more harder to guard. So once guys begin to start knocking down threes, that's just going to really step our game up even more on both ends of the floor.
Is there a team that can beat you guys if you play defense and you rebound like you did these first three games and you shoot good from beyond the arc?
In our opinion, no. I mean, that's just the way we think. Or we have confidence in ourselves. And whenever we're playing the way Coach wants us to play and just playing with a tremendous amount of confidence and just faith in one another, I think we can do it.
Can you just talk about the fact that halfway through the conference season, you guys realized the teams were going to spend all their time trying to take away the three, and that's kind of when that defensive turnaround came for you guys? Just talk about that.
That's been happening almost all year, especially midway through the season in conference play and big in the conference tournament. Teams have been focusing more on us our three-point ability, so they've been in the switch on defense and things like that. And we haven't been making too many shots recently. So, Coach always been saying ever since the beginning of the year that there's going to be a point in time where you won't be shooting too well from the field, and you have to be able to do other things in the game. And I think recently we've done a great job of defending and rebounding, which are probably our biggest two priorities in the game.
Michigan State had 18 and a half this year.
Did anybody do that to Florida? Michigan State, I'm sure, had pretty good looks. They probably just weren't going in. That can happen any given night. That can also show that Louisville plays great defense as well. So, no matter what the score is, or no matter how low the score may be, you just have to just keep playing basketball. It's a 40-minute game.
Have you ever been out here before this trip to Arizona?
I've never been to Arizona, no. No problem.
Was it what you thought?
I actually thought it was going to be hotter. Yeah. It's not that hot. I thought I would see a few coyotes. I didn't see any coyotes yet. But overall, it's a nice city. I'm enjoying myself right now.
The reason I was asking about the Suns. I know a lot of fans like to speculate, and I know they talked about it would be great if you ended up here. Do you have any thoughts on Steve Nash? Have you, someone you respect in the game?
I most definitely respect Steve Nash. I mean, he's been in the game a long time, and he's still going. He still has a lot of years left, and I mean, he's done a tremendous job. He's been faithful to this team, and he's been, I mean, he's been playing great basketball. He's probably one of the best point guards to ever play this game.
Apologize if you talked about it already, but Coach last night, just said when you came in, to kind of figure out making the adjustment from high school, the difficulty of that. Is there a point in time where